Harmon Ranch text line, 620-342-5863, or email kvoe at kvoe.com. Your full weather forecast from the TV 13 weather team and meteorologist Doug Myers is on the way. Well, just as things were starting to get back to normal following the first winter storm of the season this past weekend, another round of snowfall has blanketed the KVOE listening area. As we just mentioned, about 2.5, nearly 3 inches of snowfall have fallen here at the KVOE studios and have led to some, somewhat dicey road conditions in certain parts of Emporia and the KVOE listening area. And with more of an update on that situation, we're very happy to welcome in now Lyon County Emergency Communications Center Director Roxanne Van Gundy over the KVOE studio line. And Roxy, first and foremost, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing good, thanks. Thanks doing for joining right. us here, Roxanne.
Good. No worries.
Well, I guess let's start off with kind of the broad view here, Roxy. How have things been throughout this week for you and your staff there at the Emergency Communications Center? Because, Sunday into Monday especially, roads were treacherous. I mean, many were closed down. There was a lot of slide-offs reported. There were injury accidents between Saturday and Sunday. What has the traffic kind of been like here throughout the remainder of the week since that time frame?
It hasn't been bad. Once we got over the initial hump of getting the roads closed and getting everybody off the roads, things have been somewhat okay. We've had, a trickle of accidents and motorist assists throughout the week. With the police department being at level 2 accident reporting, that's kind of lessened some of our responses that we've had to do. But the calls still come in, and, we still have to handle those through the communication center as far as letting them know what they need to do. But even over the weekend and currently, we also are responsible for response along the Kansas Turnpike in Chase County. So that's also kept us pretty busy, and we definitely have not had time to take a breather, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So what has it been like here? We had some snowfall falling late yesterday afternoon into last night and through the overnight hours, just about 3 inches here. So what have you been hearing as far as the road conditions and any accidents last night into this morning, Roxy?
Very difficult road conditions, especially in the city. I talked to our crew at about 6:30, and they reported about 45 motorist assists throughout the city and about 7 different accidents throughout the city. And then I sat here and listened to them for the past 30 minutes, and they've probably taken 2 dozen more motorist assists in that 30 minutes. They've been very, very busy with that, and they also reported several accidents that they've transferred to the Kansas Turnpike, so non-injury type things that they need a trooper to respond to. So they've been very, very busy for the past 12 hours.
Well, Roxy, I guess that begs the question, is it the recommendation right now to stay off the roadways unless you absolutely have to be out there?
Well, I think it goes back to the question, Tegan, the snow has stopped, so in order for, the city and road and bridge to get out there and get the roads back to a somewhat manageable condition, they need to have people off the roadways so they can do that quickly and effectively. So, I can't say don't travel, but I would say travel with very extreme caution and be cognizant of the fact that we're trying to get the roads cleared up.
Basically, less traffic on the roadways, the easier it'll be for crews to really get those cleared off and make them a little bit more manageable.
Yeah, and the quicker, if they can get through what they're trying to do as efficiently as possible, that really does help with people are off the roadway.
Well, Roxy, we appreciate all that you and your team do. Your great work there in the Emergency Communications Center. Director Roxanne Van Gundy, thanks for your time this morning, Roxy. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Roxy.
No, I'm glad to do it. Be safe, everyone.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Lyon County Emergency Communications Center Director Roxanne Van Gundy. I'll tell you what, it's not easy out there right now by the sounds of it. 45 assists here just in town, Tegan.
Yeah, all from about 6:30 this morning, so that's a heck of a window.